1045 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House is mulling the way it will respond to the weekend drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan that left three dead and dozens wounded. What President Biden must decide.
He's not looking at political calculations or the polling or the electoral calendar as he works to protect our troops ashore and our ships at sea. And any suggestion to the contrary is offensive.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The Senate is trying to hammer out a deal on a bipartisan border security package, which, among other things, would authorize the president to shut down the border if agents become overwhelmed. Former President Trump is urging Republicans to reject it. The House Homeland Security Committee is expected to vote tomorrow on articles of impeachment, which accuse Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of ignoring federal immigration law. The tax filing season begins today. The deadline to file for most of us is April 15th. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers have until the end of next month to put up $7.5 million in matching funds to move to the next step in being a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WYSN-TV's Upfront she's encouraged by the bipartisan support.
Even though our biohealth industries tend to be in Madison and Milwaukee, we have entrepreneurs throughout the state. We have manufacturing throughout the state.
The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the matching funds this week. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Another popular sled dog race has been canceled due to the warmer-than-usual temperatures this winter. The Gunflint Male Sled Dog Race was officially canceled after an attempt to postpone the race from January 6th to February 10th. The board of directors for the race decided that the lack of snow and ice created conditions that were not safe for the sled dog teams. Organizers are planning to schedule the 2025 race soon, and much like other places in the Northlands, they'll be hoping for more standard winter weather. Thanks to warmer-than-usual weather, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon had to be canceled this year. However, the mushing community hosted a special party and fundraising event at the starting point this weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, participants and fans of the event filled Billy's Bar in Duluth to raise money without the race. The proceeds also went to benefit Billy's Bar, as the race is typically one of the biggest business days of the year for them. The organization is hoping for colder weather next year. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a five-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Well, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, losing. Game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and mild once again, as high temperatures climb to 40 degrees. As a front passes through, a few spotty sprinkles are expected tonight, which could flip to freezing drizzle or a few flurries flying around as low temperatures crash below freezing. Currently, it's 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Big Monday edition. Welcome back to the work week, Dom.
Crudy, good to see you. Nate, working the board. Our fair audience, great to be with you all. Let me just mourn the loss of my Lions yesterday, Crudy. I'm wearing the blue. My poor Lions couldn't pull it out. So it's a depressing day for me, but I'll make it through. Thanks for asking.
We also heard that we've got a friend who's on the mend, hopefully. Rebecca Sullivan, we're thinking about you today. And a little shout out from the Devil's Advocates. We'll try to do something more substantial when time permits. But Dom, let's talk some politics today. I got to ask you a question. Sort of harkens back to my childhood. I had an older brother, as you do.
Yeah.
And my brother used to like form up clubs and stuff just to exclude me from the club. Just to keep me out of his club. Like the, you know,
the man woman's hater club that Crudy can't belong to.
Exactly. Something of that sort. Very alpha, spanky, little rascal-ish. But, you know, there's that sense that you've been excluded. And then it's like, man, I really got to be in that club. Now, you and I, and we did go to the same fine university. They excluded hardly anyone at that time. The University of Wisconsin La Crosse. Now, never joined the frat movement. I'm never needed to belong that badly to, you know, let's call it a Greek organization with the Hell Week. How about you, man? Did you try to get in the frats?
Oh man, I was not a teak. Wasn't my jam. Although I had some friends that were in the frats, certainly not my scene.
Probably the most auspicious thing was membership and the household that we lived in. That was sort of a big deal. You know, just to make the cut, just to get in the house. Sort of a big deal.
You're the last one in, you know that.
The last and yet the best. Save the best for last.
If I'd have known then what I know now, I'm not sure you would have made that cut, but anyway, I digress.
Your whole life would be different for the worse, probably.
Yeah, maybe not. We don't know.
But let me ask you, why would the Democratic Party in the great state of Wisconsin, why would they exclude a otherwise sincere candidate? And Dean Phillips, he is being excluded from the Wisconsin ballot, from the primary ballot, the April 2nd primary. And now the newly liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court's probably got to get involved and probably make a decision about his eligibility for the ballot. But I would wonder, I don't know if this has been Wickler's decision or if this is coming down from, you know, corporate Jamie Harrison, probably the big guy. Joe Biden maybe just doesn't want the stiff competition of Dean Phillips, question mark?
Question mark indeed.
Well, while I believe Phillips is a sincere candidate, you know, the electorate really hasn't perceived him as such. But how can you be perceived as a sincere candidate if you can't qualify for the ballot? Then you're not a candidate at all, are you? If I can't go vote for you, well,
then
hell.
You are not a candidate, right?
Although that does beg a question about Joe Biden in New Hampshire. But setting that aside, are we trying to set ourselves up as a party for a series of electoral embarrassments? Can Joe give people a reason? I mean, now if you got two on the ballot, you got a reason to go out and vote in the primary on April 2nd. And there's some local elections that are going to be decided on very close votes. But if we tell all our, you know, lefty friends, left of Trump friends to stay home, don't even bother. Well, why would they bother? And then down ticket, we're going to see local governance go a little bit farther to the right because there's no reason for our side to get out there and vote this year because, you know, our guy's a foregone conclusion. Or we let Dean Phillips on the ballot and we've got a horse race. It may not be close. It might be Crudy and Usain Bolt running down the track. You know, I being the the slower candidate in this case.
Yeah,
I'd be the Dean Phillips in this analogy, Dom. But do you see the point?
Yeah.
It gives me a reason to go out and watch the race for humor's sake, if nothing else. It gives me a reason to tune into MSNBC or maybe Civic Media on election night to find out what the coverage is. What was Joe's margin? Well, Dom and Krupe talking about his performance while they set an over-under. Well, not if he's the only dude on the ballot. We just do that. Just keep ourselves entertained. Because if there's not a real race, Tom, where's the sport in that?
Crudy, the national news picking up on this, reporting from the Washington Post, Michael Schurer says this. The Wisconsin Supreme Court asked a state elections board Monday to respond this week to Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips' claim that he has been unlawfully left off the state's April 2nd primary ballot. The Wisconsin Election Commission and the Wisconsin Presidential Preference Selection Committee, acting on the recommendation of the state Democratic Party leaders, that'd be Ben, listed President Biden as the only Democratic candidate for the state's primary after a meeting at the start of the year. The campaign of Phillips, a congressman from Minnesota, cried foul, accusing the state party of forcing him to spend about $300,000 to collect signatures through a separate process to acquire ballot access. Phillips filed a complaint last week that asked the state Supreme Court to overrule his exclusion based on a provision of state election law that allows ballot access for candidates who are found to have been recognized as serious contenders by the news media. Phillips argued in his brief that the state elections board failed to make any determination of whether Phillips met that test, despite significant news coverage of his candidacy. Wisconsin Supreme Court asked Monday for the state board and any interested third parties to respond to Phillips' claim by Wednesday. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Democratic Party declined to comment. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Election Commission, which by tradition accepts the recommendation of state party leaders for primary ballots, also declined to comment. Phillips, the only elected Democrat challenging Biden for the nomination, finished with about 20% of the vote in New Hampshire Democratic primary, while Biden, who did not appear by name on the ballot, received 64% through a write-in. Phillips has vowed to continue his primary campaign in South Carolina, which holds its Democratic primary on Saturday, and Michigan, which votes on February 27th. Phillips did not appear on the February 6th Nevada primary ballot because he missed the qualification date. Here's one quote from a Wisconsin party official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe the process. I don't think anybody should be surprised about the way this process is working itself out. It has always been the case with an incumbent in office.
They never allow any other choice except the incumbent. That's tradition. That's how they do it. Dom, are they going to force me to write it? $300,000
for ballot access? I mean, go out and get the signatures? I mean, if you're raising spending $300,000, doesn't that kind of make and get the ballot access, get the signatures, doesn't that kind of make you a candidate? And as a member of the news media committee, so let it be written, so let it be done, I declare that Phillips is a candidate. There you go.
So are the devil's advocates going to have to write an amicus brief and send it off to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Because I got to tell you, Dom, I disagree with the party on this. You know, of course, I'm also excluded from that club for, although, you know, I have paid membership dues around the state this year. You know, not like specifically because I wanted to join, but like I went to different speaking functions. And, you know, it's a fundraiser for the different local Democratic parties. So, you know, they ask for $25 or whatever. So I've joined the Democratic Party like four times over this year.
All right. Big donor.
Well, just at the door. Just, you know, trying not to look like a cheap bastard. I'm good for 25.
Keep trying, Critty. Keep trying.
Well, generally, there's been a free drink or two in it for me. So, you know, got to reciprocate. Got to, you know, it's like buying one back at the bar, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So I hope, Dom, I hope that, you know, and this seems weird to say, I hope that Joe Biden gets a primary opponent here in the state of Wisconsin. I think the people of Wisconsin would appreciate a choice. And, you know, I mean, it's not these nuts going on the ballot. There's no insult here. It's not like, it's not like he's not a serious candidate.
Years old. You know what I mean? It wasn't just the fake name. It was also the fact that he was still in high school.
Well, these nuts did end up polling better than Scott Walker at the end. I'm just saying, in the pre-Iowa caucus polling, these nuts was polling higher than Walker. Walker left the race with like a 0.0, didn't he? He wasn't doing well.
0.0. Crudy, Democrats in four states, Wisconsin, of course, we talked about, Florida, North Carolina, and Tennessee have named only Biden as a candidate on their state primary ballots. Tennessee, North Carolina, and Wisconsin allow candidates to gain ballot access through a separate process of gathering petitions. Of course, that's what Phillips did. He spent $300,000 getting access for that separate process.
Well, he claims that would be the expense. Right. Now, I'm not convinced it would cost $300,000 to raise those prerequisite number of signatures. How many are we talking about?
I don't have it in front of me. Phillips' campaign has separately filed a complaint with the Democratic National Committee about the Florida Democratic Party's decision, which essentially canceled that state's Democratic primary. I don't know, man. I mean, I get it. You know, it's a long shot, and you know, but again, he's already a congressman. This isn't a joke. He's the Phillips guy, right? He comes from like Phillips, what, distillery? You know, the less than great quality rail Phillips vodka that you get a case of if you buy some really good stuff from your distributor. So that's where he comes from. So, you know, he's got some means. He's got a point. You know, he's saying, you know, guys are too old, you need something else, da da da. I mean, listen. And he went through the process he was supposed to go through. Why not? Why not put him on the ballot?
I don't like this one little bit. This exclusionary behavior. Yeah. The next thing they're going to ask me to take my hat off when I go into the bars in Detroit. You know, my Packer hat, because apparently I insult the locals. I remember that happening. Felt very exclusionary. I didn't like it one little bit. Come back. Devil's Advocates, hopefully you'll like us quite a bit. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. The 50 greatest political blunders of the last 50 years. Wisconsin's included. We'll tell you about it.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines anytime at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, if we make it big someday, we'll make it on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. They're still publishing that one. Never made it to Sports Illustrated. Too late now. They're moving on. Maybe the last swimsuit issue. We'll see.
How about a good workout in first?
Dom, I wanted to bring you and our audience's attention to the latest at the Rolling Stone magazine. I want to make sure I get this right. Effectively, it's the 50 biggest political bloopers. Let me say it specifically, the 50 worst decisions in the past 50 years of American politics. These are the historic blunders, scandals, machinations, and lies that have defined our times. And it's limited really to our lifetimes. You know, we're both a little over 50, Dom. The last 50 years. So I had to start digging in right away, looking for for something important, you know, different memories of my life. And, you know, back to the Dean Phillips for just a minute. I don't like when the party gets to pick the nominee. I don't like that. Feels like the exclusionary club my brother wouldn't let me in when I was a kid. You know, if I can't be in the club, if you can exclude otherwise qualified candidates like Dean Phillips from the ballot in the state of Wisconsin, because your club says, hey, we're going to make it just a little easier for our incumbent candidate to win the nomination. I mean, really, does he need the boost? Joe will do just fine, even with one or, hell, maybe even two opponents on the ballot. Throw Marianne Williamson on there for good measure.
Then who should determine, if not the party, who should be on the party's ballot?
Well, there should certainly be criterion, and we'll see what the outcome of this court is, because if you're excluded from the ballot, you go and you fight like hell and you get yourself put on the ballot. And if you can't do that, it is sometimes a state-by-state fight. It's not like Dean Phillips is the first candidate to ever have to go fight for his access in a particular state. But, you know, I live in this state, Dom, and we've seen some of the political blunders of the past. And, you know, I'm going to open it up to the callers, to the listeners at 844-967-2789. No cheating, no going to the Rolling Stone. But the biggest political blunders of our lifetimes, Tom. You know, a couple of thoughts come to mind, but when I started digging, 2016, the great state of Wisconsin. I got to go down here. It was like number five, so I got to pull way down in this article to find the listing that actually references the great state of Wisconsin. And what was the faux pas, Dom? It was Hillary Clinton's failure to come back here after she won the nomination. And I talked very recently about the fact that, what, we were in Santa Monica, California, when Bernie Sanders wouldn't acknowledge, wouldn't give up California, wouldn't just say on election night, you know, I admire my opponent, she's won the nomination. Bernie didn't do that on election night back in 2016, Dom. But Hillary never came back to Wisconsin after winning that nomination in Philadelphia that year. Never came to campaign here. And there was the 2016, there's the, you know, we know the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Yeah, she was scheduled to come here, I believe, with
Barack Obama, Green Bay. Yeah. I was scheduled to be there along with you, buddy, and we were going to broadcast it. That event never happened. That event never got rescheduled. And that was on the Rolling Stone magazine's number 5 largest political blooper of all time, last 50 years. But that's my whole lifetime, man. The biggest blunder you could make was not come back to the state of Wisconsin. But I would say that was compounded by the feeling of the electorate that the superdelegates helped push Hillary to the finish line, that it was sort of rigged. It was rigged for her. I mean, Bernie Sanders won the state of Wisconsin in that April's election by double digits. Didn't matter, right? She yeah. had such an insurmountable lead with the superdelegates, the party insiders, that gave her the inside track to the nomination. And I have seen this put out there recently. You know, there are two things that Donald Trump and Barack Obama have in common, or one big thing. They were sort of political outsiders. They were the outsiders, right? Barack Obama, this young senator, one term. And suddenly he's running for the presidency. What do you know? He won Iowa and he caught some fire and he won the nomination. But he wasn't an insider, not in the long-term Mitch McConnell sort of way. And Trump, certainly an outsider. Certainly not a fixture of the political establishment. He's not a Mitch McConnell Republican, right? But what was Hillary? She was certainly of the party.
No question.
And there's actually of the top 50 blunders of the last 50 years. Joe Biden appears a couple times, and one of the appearances was his handling of Anita Hill in the now Justice Thomas hearings. I mean, that's a long time ago, but anyways, I don't like this behavior. Put Phillips on the ballot. If the Supreme Court has to overturn the will of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, at least they get to show their judicial independence. But I think it would be the right answer. Joe can handle the competition.
844-967-2789. The 50 worst decisions in the past 50 years of American politics, Crudy. Number 5, Hillary Clinton decides not to campaign in Wisconsin in 2016, about a week before the 2016 election. The Associated Press ran an article about Hillary Clinton's odd decision to not visit Wisconsin a single time during the general election campaign. Quote, "This ends a streak of at least 10 presidential elections in which both the Democratic and Republican candidates made appearances in Wisconsin," read the report. Clinton is clearly in the lead in Wisconsin, running about 7 percentage points ahead in the polls. But the 2016 polls drastically undercounted white working class support for Donald Trump. And when the election night came, Clinton lost the state by 22,748 votes. If she'd only poured resources into Midwest states like Wisconsin and Michigan, she might have pulled out a win, according to the Rolling Stone. Ouch.
844-967-2789. Let's see if we can sneak at least one caller in this segment. Fred from Cottage Grove. Welcome, Fred. What do you got for us?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bernie was here campaigning for Hillary after that, too. He was at the Manure Terrace. And I think Harris was here, too, down at the convention center.
I don't recall Kamala Harris being here on behalf of Hillary, but certainly Bernie came to Racine. I got to interview him down there. I know that Bernie came, and Hillary had the best surrogates. Man, Diamond Crude had some of the best guests. We had Wesley Clark. We had David Plouffe. We had all kinds of national figures coming at the bequest of the Hillary campaign. But we never had Hillary. Yeah. And I made a bet with Dom, and Dom effectively said, if Hillary comes on the show, I'll vote for her. But if she doesn't, I won't. And she never called in. Well, they never made 3 minutes for the Devil's Advocates, and Dom voted for Gary Johnson. A lot of people voted for Jill Stein, and the rest is history, yeah. Fred.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but no, Bernie was here at the Monona Terrace. That was there. There were a lot of people showed up for that, and I got pictures of it. But yeah,
people love Bernie, Fred. There's no doubt about that.
I remember seeing Bernie at the Alliant Energy Center in July of 2015 as like a rock concert. Come back, more Devils. Smiling man, oh.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball coming up at noon on Tuesday, another edition of Wacky Things Legislators Say in Madison. Join us at noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is touring Wisconsin today to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State speech last week. There are stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, just to name a few. The governor's office says he'll also talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. Doctors are urging young people to get vaccinated against human papillomavirus, or HPV, which is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Monica Wells practices internal medicine.
It's vaccine-preventable cancer, which is pretty exciting when we discovered this in medicine and medical history, because a vaccine that can prevent cancer is phenomenal.
The CDC recommends young people get the vaccine at age 11 or 12. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. 3 weeks following the deadly shooting at the Cloquet Super 8 Hotel, law enforcement authorities are still searching for a motive. Police Chief Derek Randall shared an update on the investigation on Monday morning and says investigators still haven't learned why 32-year-old Nicholas Lennius committed the shooting before apparently taking his own life, nor if there were any connections between Lennius and the two victims. Officials hope the results of a final autopsy and toxicology report will shed light on the incident. Authorities have announced the arrest of a suspect in relation to a number of vehicle break-ins in Duluth. According to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, police arrested Luke Robert Norland in connection to the break-ins at Trailhead parking lots near Ely's Peak. Some of the stolen items were allegedly located in the vehicle Norland was driving. Additionally, he was booked into the St. Louis County Jail on charges of felony domestic assault and third-degree criminal sexual abuse stemming from an incident unrelated to the break-ins. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Bucks head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a 5-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Well, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and mild once again, as high temperatures climb to 40 degrees. As a front passes through, a few spotty sprinkles are expected tonight, which could flip to freezing drizzle or a few flurries flying around as low temperatures crash below freezing. Currently, it's 37.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Van Halen worthy up in here. Yeah. This state loves some Van Halen. Having a little bit of fun, hopefully, with your memories or at least Rolling Stone's casting of the 50 worst political blunders of the last 50 years. If you got one you want to nominate, we'll see if it's on the list. The one we did take note of, Hillary Clinton failing to campaign in the state of Wisconsin, number 5 on the list of the top 50 worst all time. Anyways, here is one other note I'd like to make, and we'll get to the calls in just a moment. I see you there at 844-967-2789. Dom, you put this one up, thehill.com. Republicans hoping to, what, pick a senatorial candidate. I'm gonna make a prediction. Whoever they pick is going to lose to Tammy Baldwin. She's coming off as nearly unbeatable. I think that's why they're running scared, Dom. But here's what The Hill reports. Senate Republicans are expecting the final piece in their 2024 puzzle to fall into place in short order as they ready themselves for a November fight against Senator Tammy Baldwin in the key battleground state of Wisconsin. Eric Hovde, I've been pointing out for months, he's had to sign out by the interstate. A nice one, not like a farmer painted one. You know, somebody put some money into logo design. They put some signs out and some jumped the gun. But I've known that Hovde was going to run for some time. I've told our audience as much. He is a Laguna Beach based. It says Madison based businessman.
Yeah, Madison based.
I've never seen him about town. Just saying. The Laguna based beach based businessman is expected to enter the race next month with the full support of the Senate GOP campaign apparatus as it tries for a third time to defeat Baldwin, who has proven a difficult out for Republicans. I'd say multiple sources indicate he will launch his bid in February, with one source familiar saying that it is expected between the Super Bowl, that's the 11th, Dom, and the end of the month. And he's been hiring staff and gearing up for a run. So it's either him or perhaps your buddy,
Sheriff David Eklar Jr.
Yeah, that's the one I meant.
That would be great. Steve Daines, he's a senator from Montana and the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, said this. Wisconsin is going to be one of the top states. It is a battleground for the presidential race. It'll be a battleground state for the Senate. Eric Hovde would be a great candidate. Another quote here. He's been involved in big campaign before, and it looks like he's doing a really good job of preparing for the battle. That race is going to be really competitive. You can announce late, one source said. You can't organize late. He's organized early. He'll be able to come in later and shorten the campaign and the time Democrats are able to attack him. I mean, if it's already there and he can already be attacked. I mean, what are you kidding me? So anyway, yes.
Hovde, but by attacking him, I feel like we're raising his local profile. Locals haven't heard of the man. He did finish not a distant second. He finished second in the Republican primary running against Tommy Thompson in 2012. And Thompson came through the primary a little bit broken, battered, and then got his ass handed to him pretty effectively. I think Tammy won by about 6 in that race. That's still a big margin in the state. And she beat your girl by double digits last time around. Aaliyah. Leah Buchmer, that is. Nurse Ratched, I'd like to call her. She did, at the end, acknowledge that's what some people called her. And I'm thinking, that's what I call you. Someday, Scott Walker will have to acknowledge the wanker moniker, and he'll also know that came from me.
Well done, Michael. Way to get out there and make a difference. Make a stand. Make an impression.
844-967-2789. Matt from Johnson's Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. Just kind of getting back to that whole, excluding people from the ballot. And,
yes.
I also think this does kind of play in with the Hillary's attitude towards Wisconsin, the inevitability factor. I have to say, and I really like Bernie, I can see where they were coming from, because the Clintons, and now Biden, have spent 4 years, and in the Clintons' case, forever, propping up the DNC to then turn it over to somebody, a Johnny-come-lately, who's just going to then use that war chest to go off and fight. Like, Bernie's still an independent, right? It's not like he was a lifelong Democrat who helped build the apparatus. Like, the apparatus is the Clintons, and to a lesser extent now the, you know, Obamas and Biden. So I get them being kind of salty with, like, could you please go away? I made this, you know. I don't know. It seems like coattail riding to me.
Do you, I expressed, you know, perhaps the shortcoming of Joe Biden in some way, shape, or form is his life of political service. He cannot claim he wasn't there. You know, he's been, quote unquote, depending on the disaffected part of the electorate you're talking about, Matt, he's been part of the problem right. for a long time in a lot of people's opinion. Does that concern you at all that Biden was the consummate politician? Hillary Clinton is the consummate politician. I mean, they are the insiders, and they win the insight, and the party apparatus supports them. And I think many people that would vote blue, no matter who, they come out and they vote for their team. But in terms of growing the base, inspiring the base, I have found them to be less inspiring than, let's say, Bernie.
Yeah, I think I don't think that Warren outsider is. I think outsider is too easily applied. I would say Bernie's an outsider. Trump, on the other hand, he just. I would like to think of, like, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Clintons, as, and even the Bushes, as professionals, right? It does actually take a professional attitude, not some Andrew Yang, Donald Trump, just bomb thrower. And I kind of get that sense from Phillips, like he's just gonna go for it. I don't know. I would prefer to vote for a professional because this is a job, right? It's something that I want somebody with some experience. I'm a big experience guy, so that's kind of where I fall.
Math. A math hat is not enough for you, Matt.
Let me ask you, did you vote for Barack Obama? And did you at the time? And you consider him experienced at the time?
Not experienced, but professional. I felt he was professional. And that's different than, I honestly, going all the way back, I thought about Wesley Clark. I like that professional attitude. It's just something the way he carries himself.
Wesley Clark, also one of the fine Hillary surrogates that eventually joined us on this fine program back in 16. Thank you for listening, Matt. 844-967-2789. The Rolling Stones got the biggest 50 blunders in the last 50 years, if you got an opinion. A little life history.
At the end of the day, these are private clubs. You know what I mean? They're clubs. And those that are in the club can determine what the rules are going to be. Hey,
sure.
You got a $50 a month drink minimum to join the club. You know what I'm saying? You got to volunteer to do this to join the club. I mean, whatever, whoever's in the club, they form the club. They decide what the rules of the club are. And I'm not a big fan of the club, man. I'm more of an independent guy. You know what I'm saying? Didn't join the clubs as a kid or as an adult for that matter. So I'm down and I'd like to think from a political perspective, from a citizen's perspective, to have as many people on the Democratic side as possible to wean through. But that's not how the club works. And you have a guy in Joe Biden, you have the incumbent there, and they decided that this is how they want to run their club. Don't they have the right to run their club the way they want to run their club without Phillips or the Wisconsin Supreme Court getting involved?
Why ever have a primary when you've got an incumbent Democrat, then, why not just eliminate the primary process?
Well, they did. I mean, there's nothing going on in Florida, right? I mean, that's the point. But if that's how they decide to do it, to their detriment or to their advantage, whatever their thought process is, it's theirs to do with, man. If you had Crudy Incorporated and you decide to run Crudy Incorporated how Crudy wants to run Crudy Incorporated, you want other people coming in telling you how you got to run Crudy Incorporated? Hell no, you don't.
Is it a public facing corporation, maybe a radio station? Because plenty of people had opinions on how to run Crudy Incorporated.
Well,
I'm just telling
opinions.
You.
You can have opinions, and everyone's got one. They're like elbows, Crudy. But it's different than mandating and forcing action upon a private club. Because someone outside of it, or even that doesn't appreciate or want the club to go and do it the way they're going to do it.
Could we say that some clubs that are exclusionary or perhaps a little segregationist, Tom, because there are some clubs. I think the Masters golf tournament had a little problem that Tiger Woods wouldn't have been welcomed in that club till about the time he started playing as a young athlete when he was first joining the tour.
Sure.
Right.
So, I mean, by your definition, the right to exclude people from the club, Dom, well, that's an age-old thing. It's how white men have been getting ahead for years and years and years, right? Because they always get to be in the club. They never seemingly get excluded.
The white guy, the white rich guy who, you know, whose family owns the Phillips distillery. How does that apply to this particular case?
Perhaps it doesn't, but I'm just pointing it out. 844-967-2789. Jeff from Madison has a major political blunder from the great state of Wisconsin. Welcome, Jeff. What is it?
Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Oh no, can't hear you, Jeff.
You hear me at all?
Yeah, suddenly you're a little better now, Jeff. We'll give it one more try.
Okay. Well, anyhow, you're talking about political blunders and
I'm so sorry, Jeff.
I want to hear it though.
Try back, please, Jeff. Give us another try. We'll give you one more try if we can work it out. But your phone line is terrible. If we talked about the biggest political blunders in the state of Wisconsin, I would put you down, Dom, because you did vote for Scott Walker in the recall. And I think that is clearly a political blunder that showed your lack of insight in the man's character.
Well,
because
fair
it became
enough.
So
would it have been-
blatantly obvious. He was
would it have been a political blunder to even go forward with the recall in the first place?
Interesting. Thing. It did make him a
mind blown.
A larger political creature, and it did give him the mechanisms of national fundraising, and did give him the ambition to go be a presidential guy. Although I think that ambition was always there. You know, always thought he was good enough. He just wasn't. 844-967-2789. We're going to give Jeff another try here as soon as Nate's done screening him. I think we got a better line. Hold on, Jeff. We're coming for you, man. Take two. How do you sound?
All right, Jeff.
Oh, hi, guys.
Much better.
I called last week, and I'm calling. I was in the basement doing work in the basement. But anyhow.
Meatloaf. You live in Glenn Grossman's basement, man?
No. Actually, my wife and I were remodeling our basement, but so I've been working down there. Anyhow, Mandela Barnes commercials and how he handled running against Ron Johnson. Big beef with me. If I saw Mandela Barnes buy one gallon of milk after another and peanut butter sandwiches and going on the defensive against Ron Johnson's commercials, but not attacking Ron Johnson. How about he had so much ammunition he could have attacked Ron Johnson on, like, you know, the false electors on January 6th, or being wined and dined by Putin in January 4th or July 4th, you know, going over to Moscow. I mean, there's so many things he could have attacked Ron Johnson on, and he didn't. I think he was weak. He was weak. That's my opinion.
The mixing of the peanut butter and the jelly on the knife. Even my 16-year-old took issue with it, Jeff, at the time. I think it was a small visual thing, but one does not mix the peanut butter and the jelly on the same knife. You wipe it on the bread first at minimum, right?
Yes, but I would think he could have done attack ads on Ron Johnson, and he just didn't.
Yeah. Good observation, Jeff. Appreciate the call, man.
Oh, that one still stings.
Yeah,
like Mandela. His campaign was led by Corey Koslowski, and I think they did want to run sort of a better campaign. I mean, when the other guy is basically going full racist, it's hard to want to go there with him, right? What's your response?
Punch him in the face, rhetorically. That's the response. Well, my response.
They went shopping, bought some milk, and had some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And it's private citizen Mandela Barnes, not Senator Mandela Barnes. And the fact that Rojo's still there, Dom, bothers me quite a bit. Come back, more Devils.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789. What are the biggest political blunders the past 50 years? Rolling Stone has a fun little article out. We're talking about that today. Crudy, one on here, number 32. I did a little quick search for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And number 32 came up on the Rolling Stone. Barack Obama says that Midwesterners cling to guns or religion. A brief comment here. The road to the White House goes directly through the Midwest. If you can't win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, it's very hard to become president. Barack Obama should have kept this in mind when he spoke to a closed-door fundraiser to deep-pocketed San Francisco donors in 2008. Of course, we know the quote. You go into these small towns in Pennsylvania, and like, there's like a lot of small towns in the Midwest. Jobs have been gone off for 25 years, and nothing's replaced them as they fell through the Clinton administration, the Bush administration. Each successive administration has said that somehow these communities are going to regenerate. They have not. And it's not surprising. Then they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion, et cetera, et cetera. Remember that quote on number 32, according to the Rolling Stones. Stone magazine.
God, guns, and something of that sort, right? Sure. But if you're talking about, you know, blunders of enormous proportions, and Wisconsin is the site, I mean, it begins and ends with Foxconn. Oh, my God. The state of Wisconsin mortgaged our grandkids' future to bring in a foreign corporation. And Scott Walker made the deal on the back of a napkin. And he did so to try and what? Get reelected. It was a Hail Mary for his campaign, but he thought like Detroit, you know, it's going to give him a big lead and he's going to sit on it. Oh, no. same on, outcome. Man. Same outcome.
Hurts. Still hurts.
He also, the biggest loser perhaps in Wisconsin history. How did he go from leading the Republican presidential field to 0.0 before Iowa? I mean, that's really bad.
Well, I mean, because the people got to see who Scott Walker really is, and they didn't like him.
He makes Ron DeSantis really very appealing by comparison. 844 967-2789. Please continue.
One of our friends on the Twitter retweeted out an Onion headline report: "Nothing wrong with a good old fashioned ham and cheese sandwich." And he tagged us and Scott Walker and hashtag Wanker. You know, he was always about the ham sandwich.
And he drove that Saturn car right up until he started taking the state jet to go get haircuts.
I mean, right? Oh, it's a hell of a life if you can live it.
Well, it's quite a trade up from a Saturn. 844-967-2789. The biggest political blunders of the last 50 years. Not listening to the Devil's Advocate Show 2 hours every day. That'd be one of them. But Mark's always listening. Welcome, Mark from the SAC. What do you got?
Yeah, hey, Mark. I wish John Chisholm would have actually revealed that Scott Walker was the target of the John Doe 2 during that investigation.
Good one.
Rather than keeping quiet on that one, because then we might not have been subjected to a second Walker term, and he might have gotten axed before the Supreme Court cut him, overturned Wisconsin law and actually said destroyed the evidence on Scott Walker's crimes, were just a continuation of his crimes he committed when he ran the first time. You know, that when he was violating campaign law, running his campaign from his county office. I mean, it is just that.
Well, I didn't mean to run the bus over Scott Walker, but he's always an obvious speed bump target, isn't he?
Well, run it over, then back it up and run him over and interview him again. Because I just, you know, that Scott Walker did so much damage to the state. The opportunity lost costs that Scott Walker cost the state. Let's talk, you know, the improving our rail infrastructure in the state, improving the broadband infrastructure. You know, back in 2011, that could have started, as well as the state having to kick in for the casino offer that Menominee had offered us. I mean, opportunity lost, and then kicking, what, promising Foxconn $4.5 billion. I mean, it is just.
You know, that math, when contrasted with the failure to accept the Medicaid expansion here in the state of Wisconsin, I saw very recently, I believe, Wisconsin still has the highest number of enrollees in the ACA, the Obamacare exchanges. My family, we use the Obamacare exchange this year to provide our personal health insurance. And once upon a time, Barack Obama came to Milwaukee. Why'd he come, Dom? We did a little video. It went viral that day. Millions watched it. And what was the reason?
Largest percentage of Milwaukeeans that were involved as a percentage of population were enrolled in the exchanges. And why is that, Cody?
Well, all credit goes to Scott Walker because he never expanded Medicaid. It could have gone to 136% of poverty. He chose not to do that. He chose to instead force people that really couldn't afford the co-payments of the Obamacare exchanges of the ACA because they lived at the poverty level and they weren't designed for people at that income level. They were really designed that people at that income level went to Medicaid, but not here in Wisconsin, not under Scott Walker, because that's Obama money, right? Don't want to take that Obama associated money. And that's why he threw back the high speed rail
and that federal money.
That's why he threw back the broadband internet expansion. And that, of course, is why we have thrown back billions in healthcare for our fellow citizens. So this guy could go and crash and burn as a presidential candidate and continue to, you know, honor the memory of Iran-Contra and Ronnie Reagan, his idol. 844-967-2789. Now, Iran-Contra and Reagan's, you know, my heart, my mind said I didn't act like a corrupt criminal bastard, but the facts say I did. That's in the Rolling Stone magazine, top 50 political blunders of the last 50 years.
Is number 18, exactly.
If you've got any thoughts in mind, we've named a few of what we perceive to be Wisconsin's greatest blunders, but they almost always involve Scott Walker. Short on time. We got callers. Don't want to go there. Callers. No, be patient.
Yeah, you got to wait. We'll be patient. Come around to the top. But here's what the number 18 from Rolling Stone, what Reagan said back in, March of 87. A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
Like Scott Walker never wanted to be the John Doe. His heart and his mind told him he wasn't the target of the John Doe, but the facts say he was the criminal, corrupt bastard behind the John Doe. Come back a happier, happy hour, a big Monday style. All of your participation is welcome here. Well, except for you, CJ. You're still banned. Maybe after I get back from Vegas. We'll talk about it. 844-967-2789.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC